Why is it so important for you to believe that you are going to be an amazing man or woman of God? That your Christian faith will stand out head and tails above everybody's, that people will notice you and recognize you as someone who truly is intimate and knows Jesus, who understands the Bible, who has insight, who has the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through them. Why is it so important? Because it actually is in you. And why is it in you? Because you actually believe it. And why do you believe it? Because it's actually in you. Well, how did it get in you? Because you actually believed it. Have I confused you yet? Well, don't worry. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Ekman, David Lyons. Thanks for listening again. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Okay, I'm going to start out with a story. True, it really happened. And then we're going to tie it into you, because it's all about you today. Back in 1965, a Harvard psychologist by the name of Robert Rosenthal, he approached some California public elementary schools and he said, hey, I've come up with a test and I want to offer it to you and to your students. It's a newly developed intelligence identification tool. I call it the Harvard Test of Inflected Acquisition. Big name, but he sold the schools on the fact that it could accurately predict which children would excel academically. He said, this test will show you which ones have the highest potential to learn and be intelligent and succeed. Well, the schools said, yeah, let's do it. A few weeks later, the teachers were given the names of children, about 20% of all the students, who had tested as high potentials. Now, he tells the teachers and the schools, listen, these particular children, they may not have been the best and brightest in the past, but they are the ones who the test has identified with unusual potential for intellectual growth. Now, none of the students were told, none of the parents were told, and the following year, Rosenthal comes back to measure how the high potential students had performed, and exactly as the test had predicted, the first and second grade kids who had the highest potentials did unbelievably well, remarkably well. In fact, they increased in IQ points double of the other students. In fact, in second grade, for instance, normal was 12 points to increase in your intelligence. And the high expectation, the high potential students, they increased 27 points in their IQ. That's pretty huge. So not only that, but the teachers saw these students thrive in measurements beyond what they could even comprehend, beyond just intellect. And not only that, the teachers loved teaching these kids. They said that they were more curious, they were happier, better adjusted, and they were more likely just to experience success, even as adults, was the guess by the teachers. And what's more, the teachers enjoyed teaching these students more than the others. They said it was a joy, and many said it was the best year they ever taught. But here's the twist. The Harvard test of inflected acquisition was complete horse hockey. It was crap. It was made up. It was absolutely bogus. All it was high potential. They had selected these students at random. But the real test was this. The subject of the test was not the students, but the narrative that drove the relationship between the teachers and the students. It was the picture that the teachers had in their mind that they thought was a fact in which they would teach the students. So what happened, Rosenthal discovered, was if you replace the story that these are average kids with a new story, these are special kids destined to succeed, that this narrative then created a new prediction, a new mindset on behalf of the teachers, and they did just that and created just that future in these students. So they saw this happen. Rosenthal classified this change in four categories. He said warmth. The teachers were kinder and more attentive and more connective. Two, input. The teachers provided more material for learning. Three, the response opportunity. The teachers called on the students more often and listened more carefully. And four, feedback. The teachers provided more, especially when the students made a mistake because they saw potential. Garth, where's this going? You know, Scripture all the time says, be perfect as God is perfect. Scripture says that we'll do greater acts and greater miracles than Jesus did. The Scripture says that we will preach, teach, heal, deliver, cast out, set free again and again and again. And all the time we read that as if that's for someone else. That's for the special, the elect. No, that's the narrative you've told yourself. The narrative simply this, that you can do that. You are called to do that. You are destined to do that. In fact, that's the narrative you must put into your brain, your head every day as you walk out and go about what you do. See, if you live up to what you believe, and it's true you do, in fact, live up to what you believe, all the more reason you need to believe what Scripture says. The narrative you create in your mind must be the narrative you get straight out of the Gospels, straight out of what Scripture says. See, we many times read the Bible as a devotional, right? Hey, I had my devotions this morning. I read, I prayed, I maybe journaled, and I had my devotions. I had my quiet time. But what if we changed how we saw it? What if we changed it to, hey, I had my narrative reprogrammed this morning. I had my mindset reprogrammed this morning. I had my faith lit on fire this morning. Hey, I found out this morning who I am, what I can do, what my future is. See, I remember once a long time ago, a man who was used in a very strong prophetic way. He could tell you things and you could say, not gonna happen. And they'd happen and then you go, wow, how did you know? And he'd say, well, God told me. He could also tell you things that did happen in your life that no one should know, but he would say, hey, this happened to you and this happened to you. And you'd be shocked, like, how do you know? Well, because God told me. And one time he shared this. He said, you know, many times because of the gift that God has given me, many times I will be out and around people and they know who I am. They know the spiritual giftedness that I have. And I will speak to someone and I'll say something to them in an encouraging manner and they will take it as it's an actual fact from God. Well, he spoke to me and God spoke to him through him and said this about me. And the person would believe it, live it, act it, and it would happen. And the prophet would come back and say, they believed what I said. That was the power because it wasn't a word from God. It was just a word from Scripture. They believed it, they walked in it, and it materialized because of their faith in who I was. But the truth is the faith is simply in who God said they are. When you can grasp that and move in that, your future is created by the Word of God, by your mindset, and by nothing else. This is Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.